to it now. They're all on their way to the border because of the Lake and Riley case. If you heard it earlier, a lot of hecklers there. A lot of hecklers there in Athens, Georgia yesterday, as the mayor is trying to say, well, it's Donald Trump's fault. You know, he was, you know, saying bad things about migrants and people from other countries back in 2019 and so forth when we decided to put through this thing that's not a sanctuary city, but we accept people with, well, all humans, no matter what their background is, all this gobbledygook, as my mother would call it. Mark Lauder, former strategic director of communications for the Trump-Pence campaign in 2020, is with me. Mark, good to have you back.
Hey, great talk to you, Steve.
I mean, what a clown show this was for the mayor of Athens. Look, we have a young woman brutally murdered. Lake and Riley, I mean, just brutally beaten to the point that she was disfigured so that the guy could try to hide her identity, disfigured her skull. And these people are trying to say, oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. What the hell is wrong with these people, Mark? Honestly, the open border has consequences. It's police officers being beaten in the streets of New York City. It's crimes where organized gangs are raiding fancy subdivisions from New York to San Francisco. It's murders in broad daylight on college campuses in America, and they continue to try, well, it's Donald Trump's fault. What is wrong with these people?
I mean, that's the only thing they've got, because, I mean, when you look at reality, whether it's what's going on at the border, the crime, the skyrocketing prices, the wars raging in Europe, in the Middle East, it's all on Joe Biden's watch. So the only thing they can do is try to shift blame from themselves to someone else. But the American people are smart enough. They're not buying it. You know, I mean, this horrible murder is actually the result of two failed Joe Biden policies. First, obviously, the open border. But second, soft on crime. I mean, this guy was taken into custody multiple times and released immediately before ICE could even be notified to come pick him up and deport him, assuming they would have done that. And it's not just this case in Georgia. There's another case here in Virginia of a Venezuelan immigrant accused of raping a young woman. There's a case in Boston about another migrant raping a young woman. There's a case in D.C. about a two-year-old being killed.
Right.
I mean, it is happening all across our nation. And we know that it is Joe Biden's fault. I mean, I went and looked at the numbers. During all of Donald Trump's term, 2.4 million people entered the country. Joe Biden beats that each and every year.
Well, he beats that in about a little more than 6 months. I mean, last year we had, if you bring in the gotaways, the admitted number would be at about 3.2 million. I think it's probably higher. But then you don't even take into account the 400 people, the 400 Americans that will die today from fentanyl, and tomorrow, and the next day. And I told the story, Mark, about a young kid, a freshman, 19 years old at UC San Francisco, who overdosed last week from fentanyl. He didn't go out and take a fentanyl pill. He did what a lot of college kids did. He went and he experimented with drugs, screwed around a little bit. He got poisoned and killed. I mean, we've all been to college, Mark. The point is, their names are piling up, the bodies are piling up, and they're doing nothing about it. It's inexcusable, I guess.
And when you think about it today, I mean, you're going to see quite the split screen, I'm sure. You're going to have President Trump going down to Eagle Pass, Texas, which is really ground zero for the illegal immigration crisis, and talking about ways to fix it. Meanwhile, 300 miles away, you're going to have President Biden going to Brownsville, which had like a total of 12 illegal encounters yesterday, something like that, where hardly anyone ever comes across because that's where the wall is. That's where we've taken serious steps. And he's not going to announce any changes. So this is a photo op.
So do you think that, I mean, obviously, Lake and Riley has become, sadly, the face of the border crisis. This 22-year-old nursing student who was beaten to death viciously in the middle of the day, in the middle of a major college campus, in the middle of America, is the face of this crisis. All of a sudden, Joe Biden's running to the border. I think the Democrats finally realized, boy, have we screwed up. Gallup came out yesterday. First time in the history of their poll of asking about immigration and the border. It's the number one concern of Americans. First time in Gallup's polling history dating back to 1981. They've got a political disaster on their hands, and they're going to try to do something. They're going to say, well, They're going to try something, don't you think? They're not going to sit here on their hands completely. They're going to try to say, oh, we're securing the border. I believe it's too late, Mark. What say you?
Well, they're trying to blame the Congress for not doing anything, but they forget the fact that Joe Biden did 94 executive actions during his first 100 days in office to undo all of Trump's border policies. But then when they try to point to this stupid Senate bill, don't forget that Senate bill would have codified, legalized the program that Joe Biden is now currently using that let the Venezuelan immigrant in accused of murdering Lake and Riley.
Yeah, thank God Mitch McConnell has said he won't be back. Speaking of the Senate bill, because you had 22 Republican senators that signed on to that garbage, to that mess, Mitch McConnell being one of them, and thankfully he's leaving. But I don't know if we get any relief in that. I don't know who steps up to lead the Republican Party in the United States Senate, because this garbage was supported by a bunch of Republicans. Thankfully, the House didn't even take it up. I mean, that's the only saving grace we had here.
I think a lot of those senators were doing it just to get Ukraine funding, which a lot of the old timers, the old school rhinos in the Senate, you know, truly believe in that. But I'll tell you, with Leader McConnell leaving, we really have the opportunity now, because we're going to win the Senate next year. We're going to take control, to have a majority leader who's actually going to stand next to the president and fight either with an America First president or against the current president. But we'll have someone in there that's willing to fight. And if we can keep that House majority, we can actually start to change the narrative for a generation to come.
You know, I've also seen, speaking of, which is a good thing, and continuing a little bit on the border here, 61% of the, in a poll I just saw, you might have seen the same poll, Mark, 61% of Americans want a wall. They want a physical barrier at the border now, regardless of what they might have thought before. Because as you said, these crimes are reaching every corner of America now. The impact, whether it's crime or a strain on resources. I mean, look what happened in Denver. They're getting rid of all sorts of, you know, services for the city to pay for illegals. So the taxpayers are getting screwed, and the illegals are getting all this stuff. In Seattle yesterday, there were people, illegals, demanding more free stuff, interrupted the entire city council meeting, demanding more free stuff. The illegals in there demanding free stuff. I mean, we've reached a breaking point here. I'll give you the last word on this.
Yeah, I just hope that the American people, you know, see, and regardless of who you voted for, but this is the result of bad policy. I mean, you even have Democrats now saying we can't keep our sanctuary cities going, but meanwhile they want to hand them debit cards, but that's a different story. But,
yeah.
You know, policy, elections have results, and, you know, maybe you didn't like every tweet, but my God, we didn't have the problems we have right now. I think I'll take a mean tweet or two to go back to the time when prices were low, paychecks were growing, and our border was largely secure.
Yeah, and police still had some respect in this country, and so did border agents. Mark Lotter, always appreciate your input, sir. Thank you.
Good talking to you, buddy.
All right, good talking to you. Healthy Self Vitamins are an essential part of My Good Health, and Ivy's, too. No matter what you're looking for, these American-made vitamins have a formula for you. Focus and Recall, designed to keep your mind sharp, the Immune Boost to keep you in top shape to battle cold and flu season, a bioactive multivitamin to keep you going in your active lifestyle, and there's Heart and Vascular Health Formula too, even something to keep you chilled out called Cool Calm Mood. HealthyCell.com, go there, use the promo code Gruber, save 20% on your first order. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber, save 20%, American-made vitamins. Mike Rogers after the break here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.